You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
Hi, excuse me. Can you record a promotion for my podcast?
Hi, this is Donahue. And if you want to be on my show and the Collective Brain, then give me a call. Bye.
All right, this is episode 222 of the Collective Brain Podcast. Joining me this week, we have Ken.
Hey, Ding.
Right, missed that last week.
Sorry.
We've got Brad.
Hello.
And we have Mr. Bob Dabalina back. Welcome,
hey,
Jimmy.
Hey, touch me where I be from.
So, Ken, you were not on the show last week.
That's right. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. But you
the
had
COVIDs.
Fishing,
I had to
right?
watch out for the COVIDs.
Oh, okay.
I had to run with them. There was 19 of them. Oh. I took out about 8 of them, and then, you know.
You're doing your part, right?
Yeah, that's right. I am.
Yeah.
So I was going fishing. Yeah.
Yeah. So how'd that go?
So it went pretty good. Except for the weather, people are just full of donkey crap because they just cannot get a forecast right to save their lives. And it was supposed to be mid-50s on Saturday and mid-60s on Sunday. We left the house at about 8 on Saturday morning. It was 36 degrees.
Whoa.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right, we'll suffer for a little while. You know, it'll warm up. No, never did. The warmest it got was 41 degrees at 5 o'clock when we were going back in because we were just like, screw this. So mad. But we caught a few fish.
Oh, okay.
And Sunday,
so what are you complaining about?
Oh, it just could have been better, and it was really cold and miserable. And if you've ever been in a bass boat going 40 miles an hour on a lake for about 6 miles, you'll know why I'm complaining.
Hmm. Yeah, we used to go deer hunting down the river, and it would be friggin' cold.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. All right. Well, welcome back this week.
Yeah, good. Thanks. Good to be back. It was a good trip. I'm going again this weekend. It was so good.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe it'll be warmer. We'll see.
Well, this was supposed to be our big, you know, bash.
Right.
This was the week, you know. So it got canceled, but we're going to go anyway.
Yeah.
So I'll probably catch like the winning fish of what the equivalent, you know.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah. So right now it looks like it's be in the lower 60s.
And right.
Right now, a chance of rain Saturday afternoon, but ignore everything I just said. Don't even look till Friday.
It doesn't matter. They can't. 24 hours, they can't even get it.
It'll still be wrong. Yeah. All right. Brad, how was your week? Anything exciting going on?
What do you got there, Brad? You got some like egg shakers or something?
Yeah, he's trying out for the mariachi band, the Easter mariachi.
No, I had that that shock earlier from Ken when he played that, and I had to adjust my headphones.
Oh,
yeah. So I'm grounded or something. I don't know.
Man, that was so weird.
Mm-hmm. What? No, nothing new this week that I can think of.
Still working from home, I'm sure.
Yep, same from last week. We're getting it. We got some orders today, but yeah, it's been slow. But you know,
so
it's cyclical.
So
as they say,
Ken, are you? Did you say you're back up to 4 days a week, or is it three still?
Last week it was four. Back to three. I was off. Only Wednesday last week. So this week I'm off Monday and Friday, which makes for two 4-day weekends. Oh, boom. Wow. How's that?
Boom goes a dynamite.
But I got to go in the next 3 days. But that's okay. It's all good.
Well, I don't mean to one-up you, but my 45-day weekend has been pretty good.
You're like, yeah, if I can only afford retirement, this wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Brad? Exciting Easter. How did Easter go? How was that?
Easter was fantabulous. Mm-hmm. There was a kid that was pretty happy to see what she got.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Easter Bunny came mm-hmm. and right. Left some goodies for her. And, you know, had breakfast. And we had a nice dinner. And that's all you can do, right?
Okay, here's a question for you, Jimmy. Were you visited, did you have a drive-by Eastering on Saturday?
What day was that? I mean, was that ago?
Two. It was 2 days ago.
Yeah. So.
I think.
Yeah. So I just woke up from a nap.
Was it Saturday? I don't remember.
Yeah, because yesterday was Sunday.
Did the Easter Bunny come down waving at you?
Close.
Shut out my window.
Gross. He had a mask on. He had a mask on, though. You weren't sure it was him or not.
So I just woke up from a nap, and I hear ding dong. And I was like, who's coming to my house, you know?
Yeah.
I thought maybe my mom dropping something off, but who else
would I'm imagining it's Jay's voice actually saying ding dong at his house. Like he's got some sort of answering bell that's programmed to say ding dong.
Yeah. So I go to the door and I open it, and it's Deanne, Harry's wife. I was like, oh, I haven't seen you in a couple of years. You know, it's been forever.
And you're like, come join the podcast.
Jay's like, wait, let me get my recorder.
She holds out two paper hearts, one in each hand, and she said, here, go hang these on your front window there. And so I step forward to grab them. She goes, nope, stay 6 feet back. I was like, okay. So I grabbed them from her with my arms extended. And I took them, and I tape them up inside my front window. And then I run around to the front door, and I said, am I supposed to be in the picture? Because she was going to take a picture of it. And she said, you can if you want. I said, I don't want to. She said, okay. So she took the picture, and then she was like, all right, well, happy Easter. And Harry was out in the van, and he waved at me. He was like, happy Easter. I was like, oh, hi. And their girls were in the back, and all I saw were the silhouettes of hands waving because it's kind of tinted. Yeah. And she gets in the van, and they back up and leave. And I walked back in the house. And
you're like, what in the holy hell just happened?
And it took about that long.
Who left this Christian propaganda on my windows?
Yeah. And Paige's like, who was that? I said, that was Harry and Deanne. But
you're like, I'm not sure.
So confused. Yeah, it was like, in less than 3 minutes, the whole thing was done.
Yeah.
So they were just down in town, I guess, visiting, going to each house, relative's house, family house.
Mm.
So they'd been to my mom's, and I know her dad, and, you know, I figured they stopped by Jimmy's, too.
Jimmy, did you put hearts in your window?
I didn't. I allowed her to.
Oh, you let her do it?
Oh,
and I think I'm going to take her down tonight or tomorrow.
I have a question.
Wipe your ass with them or something.
Okay.
I have a question for you guys. Do you guys go and visit your gravestones of your, past relatives?
Not once.
Immediate ones?
Right. No. Like my grandma and grandpa. No, I don't.
No, I mean, I think it's an older person thing, you know?
Okay.
That's what they came down to do, I think.
I mean,
part of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes, people decorate grave sites, certain times, whatever. But mm-hmm. my mom used to do that when she was here in town, but I'm not bad about that. I should,
But why?
Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah. I've done it before. I'll say that.
Don't be ashamed of it.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying,
you gotta look inside yourself.
The guy that when I worked at Grant's Farm, the guy that taught me to, took me fishing, hunting, whatever. He had passed away, a couple years ago, but his graveyard, gravesite is like out in the middle of nowhere out in the country, but real close. He used to have some property that was probably about a quarter mile from there, and we used to hunt there all the time. So we'd park at this church across the street and then across the road and go cut through the graveyard to go through his property all the time. So, because it was a straight shot, straight back from there. So one day, I think it was not last year or the year before, Amy and I were down at the Lake of the Ozarks, and I came back the scenic route, and it goes right by the graveyard where he's buried, you know. So we got there, and it was kind of a nice afternoon. So I did stop, and I pulled in and found his gravesite, you know. So went over and checked it out. It was kind of cool, though, because people had left a few things there, you know, like there was like a bullet casing there.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like I had a lot of hunting buddies and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. There was some kind of belt buckle there somebody left for him. And so
sounds like a geocache.
Yeah, it kind of was. I went back to the truck and I had a guitar pick, so I left a guitar pick on his grave. That's cool. So, it was kind of neat though. Just walking, not neat, but you know, we were walking around just checking out, like all the family members, you know, and all the people that you know buried there that had the same last name, you know, just generations of families there. So, other than that, I have, like I said, I have done that before, but I don't, you know. Don't really make a practice of it.
So, do you remember this, Jimmy? This was several years ago. We were discussing another podcast idea, and it was called, is either going to be the Rip Cast or the Rest in Peace Cast, something along those lines. And we were gonna find like a dozen small cemeteries in the area. And just go out there, give a history on it, and just look around and kind of give a description of it and record out in the cemetery. Do you remember that? I don't know how far the idea got. I don't know if I even mentioned that you were going to be in it or not.
You and Jimmy came up with this?
I think.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't know if...
I would have been like, yeah, there's some dead people.
But you know, like... out there, what's it called? Jordan Grove, you know, stuff like that. The little small ones out in the middle of nowhere, but one by out by Jill's, that kind of thing.
I do have another story about it. Okay. Graveyard.
Sure.
Actually, not too awfully long ago, we went to a cemetery down the city, and actually, my grandmother is buried in this cemetery. Now, I can remember going to the funeral and her being buried there, but I knew it like a general area, but I could not find her headstone anywhere. I was really kind of bummed out about that. Mm. But anyway, we were there doing some paranormal recordings and stuff after dark. It's kind of cool.
Oh, cool.
Mm. Yeah, me and a friend of mine. We never could. We walked around like forever looking for it, and I knew almost where it was at, but never could find it. Mm-hmm. Mm. Kind of bummed me out, but...
Okay, so I just got a text. So have you guys known anyone or...
Oh,
has it been close to you, anyone that has the coronavirus?
Yes. Okay. I just discovered this over the... When was it? Friday night, I guess?
Okay.
Yeah. So a couple friends of mine... we used to work together at Catholic Supply, that one place.
Yeah.
And a mutual friend of ours that we all worked together, he had passed away earlier this year of stomach cancer, whatever. Yeah. So it was kind of, you know, we just went to his, like, memorial funeral just before all this stuff started, you know, like right in the beginning of this corona stuff outbreak. Mm-hmm. And so we hadn't seen each other, so we're going back and forth on Facebook, and they're like, everybody's doing these virtual happy hours, you know, so
okay.
I was like, yeah, whatever. Not my thing, but anyway, I got home from work Friday, and I was like, are you guys getting together online? They're like, yeah, 7:30. So I'm like, all right, I'll jump on. So, and then talking, you know, to them, one of the girls I worked with, she wound up, her and her husband wound up testing positive for it.
Okay.
I think that her husband got it worse, or had it worse than she did. But, you know, he finally went and got tested, and it took like 5 days to get the results back and all that. But yeah, he tested positive for it, and they wouldn't test her because her temperature wasn't over a certain degree. She only had like 100 some degree fever, but mm-hmm. just a little over 100. But she's pretty sure she had it too. And she thinks they got it from somebody, you know, her boss at her work, because his whole family had it. And,
oh man. Okay.
But, yeah, it was, you know, said, you know, a couple of days, high fever and cough. And
yeah. So they recovered all right.
They recovered all right. And they're almost done with their 2 weeks of not going out anywhere, which would really suck. But mm-hmm. yeah. So that was finally, yeah. So somebody I know pretty yeah. close that
yeah.
I had it, but I just still haven't heard of anybody else I know.
It was probably last, oh, I don't know if it's Tuesday or Wednesday. Let me see here. Oh, last Tuesday. My mom sent a text, and she said her friend, she used to live here in this area in Granite City, and they grew up together, but then she moved out to Texas, her friend did, and mom texted and said that her friend went to the doctor. She thought it was just allergies, but the doctor, I guess, I don't know what the symptoms were, but the doctor wanted to test. So they did the test, and I hadn't heard back yet, so I was like, well, I guess it's good news. I'm sure we would have heard, but maybe it's bad news. Maybe they can't let us know. I don't know. But right. Anyway, mom just texted and said the test came back negative, so that's still
good.
No one
good
real close to me. But there is a place just outside of town that...
that sounds like the beginning of a country song.
...that closed down because one of the guys tested positive. And one of the other guys that worked there, before they knew that this other worker, his coworker, had it, he's like a handyman around town here, and he'd been coming in, going to the hardware store, and went to the church, just doing odd jobs around town for the last few weeks in his spare time, and now his, you know, he worked at that place, so we haven't heard anything about, you know, whether he had it or anything like that, but that's a way where you don't even know. You know, he could have had it, spreading it to all these people. Not even, yep. Didn't even know.
That's true. I went to the grocery store today. It's really getting weird at the grocery store these days.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I went to Walmart this morning, my normal Monday morning kind of run. And up until this point, I've even said, you know, it's almost like a normal life out there, you know, and I get back home.
Yeah, pretty much.
But today we pulled up, and yeah, they've got like the rails set up outside and caution tape. And they had a worker in there with a tablet. They're only letting so many people in, I guess. And then they count them as you leave also. And then the workers, they were just like standing, like stationed around with masks and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe as many employees as customers in there. I mean, it was just weird, just real quiet and empty, and yeah, signs on a lot of stuff that, you know, well, the usual paper products and soaps and all that kind of stuff, you know, limit what you take, and I don't know, I just hadn't seen that yet, you know, and so that was a little surprising this morning. And the new run on things must be cereal, because the kids were like, we want this kind and this kind. Got there, didn't have it. And I'm like, uh-oh, panic mode. We got to get four down to Frosted Flakes, you know? But, yeah.
Well, I got the generic.
Yeah.
Did you wear a mask?
I got the toasted flakes, not the frosted ones.
So, no.
Did you wear a mask?
No, I didn't. And I even told Paige. It was just me and Paige that went there this morning. And I even
you went together?
Yeah, two people.
Good God, no. What's wrong with you?
Don't take her in those places, man.
And I even told her, I was like, man, I feel like we're breaking the law. Or, you know, like people are staring at us because we don't have masks. You know, it was weird.
I treat it as though I'm walking in Fallout, like when okay. I go to those places.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably a good way to treat it.
This never know. This trip to the grocery store was a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Now they're encouraging people to wear masks, so I didn't have a mask, but I had my fishing it's like a sun shield that goes over your face and your nose, keep the sun off you.
Okay.
So I just wore that and I had some gloves, you know, latex gloves on, whatever. So that was good. But yeah, they had like carts lined up and you can only go in one door and out one door. And somebody sitting outside, I guess, counting whoever's, you know, people going in, people coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And the checkouts now, they have them all blocked off. And you have to enter from one end of the line. So you make a long line. They got, you know, 6 feet spaced out on the floor, and you okay. have to stop there, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Best Buy used to be. You remember that? You had the big line, and you would wait there for, like, the next teller, you know. So that's how it is now.
Okay.
At the grocery store. So, like, you get in these lines, and there's a woman, you know, at the end, and all the lights are off on the cashier. And so whenever one's available, they kick their light on and they say, okay, you know, a number 11. So then you go down there and
okay.
do your thing. So that was kind of weird. It was a long line. So, but
America.
Yeah. it's the way it is, you know,
home of the brave. And
remember last time we were talking, we were saying, you know, well, make sure to tell you you appreciate the people working there, you know. I told you like, last time the guy looked at me like, yeah, F off, you know. So I didn't learn my lesson from that, and yeah. today I did the same thing, and yeah, the guy, the people who work in there are just like, yeah, just screw you people, you know. I'm like, yeah, hey, you know, we appreciate you guys being here. And he looked at me and goes, yeah, well, if it wasn't me, it'd be somebody else.
We're in this together.
I'm like, wow. All right. F you. I'm not thanking anybody else. You know, you just ruined it for everybody.
Hashtag together apart.
I mean, just like the shittiest attitude, you know. You're like, I can't blame them, you know, but yeah. Jesus, man, come on.
Man, so how long? Well, there's no answer, but. You know, when are we going to really feel comfortable again? You know, I wonder how long it's really going to be.
I don't know.
Jimmy.
There's a lot of people out there that are just, you know, classic point and case in point. The guy next to me in line didn't have a mask on and was giving the cashier a hard time because he had a mask on.
Oh, jeez.
Cashier's like trying to defend himself. Like, well, you know, it's not so much for me, is to protect you. And mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
like, you know, the guy was just being a smart ass, like being a jerk, you know. And I looked over at him like, really? You know, he actually thanked me back. So
really, come on.
Nah, I'm like,
stop it.
Seriously,
would you two, stop it?
Seriously. Jimmy sent me an article, and it was about, it was mainly talking about like concerts and just big gatherings like that.
Do you remember those?
And I don't know who wrote that, Jimmy. I was telling Paige about it, and I was like, you know, I take that stuff with a grain of salt, because unless I find out who it was, you know, if it was a doctor or scientist, but otherwise, if it was an editorial by, you know, some bozo like me, you know, I was like, what does right. it matter? But
anybody can write a shitty article.
Yeah, and he was saying like the fall of 2021 before everything's full yeah, keep back in swing.
You know, and it's yeah. like how did who knows?
Yeah,
they have no freaking idea. That shit just pisses me off. I mean, it may be. Who knows? But does anybody really know? No. They're just spewing shit. So
what? Who's going to... We want to make bets on what sport's going to come back first?
Not the XFL.
Sports are happening right now.
NASCAR. NASCAR will be the first one to come back. Yeah. We'll sit on the benches 6 feet apart.
Man, I wouldn't. I would have no idea.
You got to pay extra for extra quarantine spaces.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the luxury booth 6 feet between you.
Yeah, how about the wrestling? Was that WCW net? No, WEF. I don't know. WWE. Is that what it is?
WEL. HOJ Kelman.
LGBTQ. What?
On Friday nights
wrestling. Yeah. What?
Oh, to answer your question, it was an article on Blabbermouth.
Yeah, what is that? Blabbermouth. I'd never heard of that.
Oh, my God.
It's like a music online, music news type thing.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Well, tell you what, we've got a lot more to discuss, but let's lighten the mood a little bit. And we're going to head down to the Brain Theater. And if you see the old man trying to work his tablet, all he's doing is counting the people. There's only so many that can go in at one time and so many that can come out at the same time.
So wow. We'll
see you there.
Adam enters, and there stands Maria in a simple blue skirt and top.
Hi.
Hello.
You disappeared!
Yes, I'm sorry. I had to leave. I didn't want to disturb you.
Well, how have you been?
Fine. Everything much the same. When they changed the law, Pat and I will marry immediately. Whereas you, I've watched in wonder. Awards? Glory?
No! Either nonsense! Believe me, I had no idea of nonsense. That was nonsense. Well, yesterday was our last day living, and I just saw Ava. But I brought you from Holland.
It's quite a big wrap parcel. Flat, a 3-foot by 4-foot leaning against the bookshelf.
I thought I'd give it to you.
Well, thank you. Shall I?
No. Don't open it. I'll be embarrassed.
Okay. Well, thank you. I don't know what it's for, but thank you anyway.
Actually, I had it in my apartment in New York, and I just had you. But when you came in, I don't know your car. You're behaving so badly twice. So it's been just sitting in the hotel. But then you came here, and I figure you're not in this.
What's this thing?
The door pings. In walks the annoying customer, Mr. Jones.
Don't even think about it. Go away immediately.
Mr. Jones is taken aback and therefore completely obedient.
Right. Sorry.
And he leaves.
You were saying?
Here's the cheese. I had to go away today, but I wondered if I didn't. Whether you might let me see you and a bit or a lot, maybe. See if you can like me again.
Pause as Adam takes this in.
But yesterday, that actor asked you who I was, and you just dismissed me out of hand. I heard you had a microphone. I had headphones.
You expect me to tell the truth about my life to the most indiscreet man in England?
Maria, look, I'm fairly level-headed bloke. Not often in and out of love, but...
Adam went from Mexican to English on that line. He can't really express what he feels.
Can I just say no to your kind request and leave it at that?
Yes, that is fine, of course. I know. Yes, of course. But then one day I'll start talking and be getting along. Nice to see you.
The truth is...
He feels he must explain.
With you, I'm in real danger. It took like a perfect situation, apart from that foul temper of yours. But my relatively inexperienced heart would, I fear, not recover if I was once again cast aside, which I would absolutely expect to be. There are too many pictures of you everywhere, too many films. You'd go, and I'd be, well, buggered, basically.
I see. The reality is a real no, isn't it?
I live in Collinsville. You live in Beverly Hills. Everyone in the world knows who you are. My mother has trouble remembering my name.
Okay, fine, good decision. The fame thing isn't real, you know. Don't forget, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her.
She kisses him on the tip of his skinny yo-yo.
Adios, chidito.
Then turns and leaves, leaving him play with his yo-yo.
So, Brad, I'm doing a follow-up.
So?
Ken, have you watched any of The Tiger King?
Oh, my God. I'm going to rant on this one.
Okay,
so...
Interesting, yeah.
Been waiting to watch the third season of Ozark, okay?
It's good.
Waiting. Good. So, I know I'm, you know, behind the times... So,
whoa.
So, we sign up for Netflix.
Good Lord.
Signed up for Netflix, thinking, all right, Friday night, the weekend, we're going to watch Ozark, the whole series, you know? So, something was wrong with my TV. I wasn't picking up the internet on it, so I had to reset it. Finally got it all going. Got it where Netflix came up, you know, set up the new passcode and it's, you know, passwords and everything. Like, boom, all right, let's do this. So go to Ozark, episode one, it's boom, play. All right.
It's in Spanish.
Sorry. You're this device can no longer stream Netflix or I'm like,
What?
I forget the exact terms, but it was, you know, something like that. Like this, you know, it can no longer stream Netflix or whatever. I'm like, so I start Googling it and it's like some TVs that are older, they discontinued support.
The DRM.
Yeah. So like my TV now is
I
either got to get a Roku or get a new TV on the TV.
Or a Fire Stick.
Yeah,
or
something like that.
Chrome.
But, dude, and also I was all like revved up to watch some Tiger King 2, you know?
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
I'll have to watch it on the tab or something. Oh. So now I get a new TV.
Okay, I thought you had watched it and you were ready to rant.
No. Okay. What I'm so mad about is, like, I see all this Tiger King crap everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, well, I got to watch this because I don't know what the hell they're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, yes, I'm finally going to watch it. Nope.
It is probably probably one of the greatest stories that has probably ever happened.
So really? That is where I'm having... the trouble with it.
If it's like, true.
My wife watched yes. one episode and she's like, no, this isn't for me. And I'm like thinking, okay, well, I'll probably love it then.
Yeah.
It took, that's usually how it goes.
It took me 3 tries to get through episode 1.
Wow.
It just wasn't catching on me. You know, I was like, I don't care, you know. But, okay, so by the end of episode 1, I'm like, all right, I kind of know the players of the early story. So I watch episode 2. I'm like, all right, this is kind of crazy. Yeah, I agree. So I watch episode 3. I either got through 3 or I may have even been about halfway through 4, actually. But I'll tell you where I had to stop it. And I started Googling things. You know, I did the wildcat or the cat rescue place. There was a picture. Do you remember the picture of him with bullet holes, like in front of the big cat sign?
Yeah,
they had a phone number on there, so I Googled the phone number and it came up that cat sanctuary place.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right. They could be. It's not. I mean, they could be a very good production. You know, details and stuff. But what really got me was there were some the way things are filmed. It's all filmed like in. This was supposed to start like 5 years ago, something like that, where they started making this documentary. Well, everything is like 4K. I mean, crystal clear. Except for the old footage, which was like, okay, they did good. The VHS looks, you know, the 80s, 90s look old and all that. But when they were doing some of the storytelling, like when the one place burned, the studio burned, the guy left and he had a snake in his truck. There was a shot that showed him driving with a snake in a truck. It was the crystal. I was like, how did they get that footage? You know, or did they go back and make a reenact it? I'm like, well, that's I can't stand that either. But I don't know. There's just something. It just seems too well produced, and the story is just so crazy that it has to be made up. You know, because it takes such 90 degree turns. And I'm like, that can't be. But I can't find anything yet to prove it's not. You know what I mean? So yeah, I just gave up on it because I can't enjoy it. I'm like, I feel like I'm being hoaxed, and I can't enjoy this.
Jay's being duped.
Exactly. But if it is
all I keep seeing is memes with the guy on.
Yeah.
Oh, he's definitely memeable. Carol Baskins.
Yeah.
There's some guy riding around Jefferson County that said something about Carol Baskins. I don't know. Go figure.
Boy, yeah, they make her have to be the devil, you know, at one point, but then it turns around and you're feeling for what's his name? Joe? Is that his name?
Yeah, Joe Exotic.
Yeah, and you're like, well, geez, he's just trying to do this, but then he turns around and next episode, he's the bad guy, you know? So it's like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't see me finishing it. Jimmy and I were kind of talking about it. He had started it. You've got to
finish it. Like, if it's real, it's amazing. But if it's fake, it's probably one of the greatest fakes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
As good as Blair Witch.
Well, if this is real, better than Blair Witch by
you. Right, yeah.
Blair Witch was real.
Remember when she would show up on the Steak and Shake commercials? And you're like, hey, that's a Steak and Shake Blair Witch girl.
What? I get paid.
Yeah. I got a game if you want to play a game.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh.
Didn't know about that. Bring it on.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to another made-up trivia game. Just I pulled out of my butt just 5 minutes ago. It's called What's in My Butt. And we're going to play this week. It's going to be some 80s trivia, music trivia kind of. So the first person who knows the answer shouts their name. And we will give, let's see, Should make it a lot. Yeah, let's make it a lot. 5 points if you're right, and negative 3 points if you guess the wrong thing, or if you guess and get it wrong, you lose 3 points.
Those are high stakes.
I know. So think before you shout out your name there. Jay, as always, can you
okay
work your magic?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First question. Which hit song featured the following lyric? The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light.
Who is Brad?
Brad.
Back in Black.
Wrong.
Oh,
you are minus
three. I'm trying to think of Sonny Bono song.
Well, it's just the way Ken was singing it.
Yeah.
I was trying to give a little hint without giving it away. It's actually Tainted Love.
Oh, okay.
Love we share seems to go nowhere. Okay.
All right.
It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Who sang the title track of the late 80s James Bond film License to Kill? Ooh.
Who is Brad?
Brad.
Is that Duran Duran?
Oh, that is incorrect, my friend.
Oh, no.
What a loser.
They did.
I'll give you another guess since you lost 3 points already.
Okay.
This is License to Kill by James Bond. I think you're thinking of a Look to a Kill or what? I don't know.
View to a Kill.
Yeah.
View to a Kill, yeah.
Yeah. My bad.
Anybody else?
Man.
The Beastie Boys.
Wrong. It is Gladys Knight. Gladys Knight.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know who she is.
Oh, my gosh.
License to Kill. Let's see here. Which 80s...
James Bond.
I don't even remember the song, to be honest with you.
Mm-mm.
Which 80s Clash song, when released in 1991, went straight to number one on the UK chart?
Jimmy.
He didn't say his name in the form of a question.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
That's all right. What'd you say, Jimmy?
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt.
See, The Clash, Right Said Fred. Yeah, it was
close.
About the
yeah.
That's not the same band?
Nobody's guessing this. It's The Clash. Come on.
They only had
like two songs.
Who is Brad?
Brad.
Rock the Casbah.
Wrong. See, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that was too early.
Should I stay or should I go?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I got negative six points.
All right. Speaking of Duran Duran.
Okay.
Which song opened with a sample of laughter from the keyboardist's girlfriend? Which Duran Duran song opened with a sample of laughter from the keyboardist's girlfriend?
Jimmy. Wait, who is Jimmy's?
Who's Jimmy? Go ahead.
Jeremy.
See what he did there?
It's close. Yeah, I get it. Duran Duran. I can hear it in my head.
Yeah, okay. Who is Jason?
Jason, come on.
Union of the Snake.
Oh.
Oh.
You got it?
Oh. Girls on
Unfortunately,
Film.
Unfortunately, wrong. It's Hungry Like the Wolf. Remember the girl asked?
Okay.
No?
No. Sorry, man.
Wow. Okay.
We're all Let's in negative numbers.
The pencil sketch animation technique used in this Aha video, Take on Me, was
known
as what? Brad?
It was no. I never said my full name.
Ha ha! Got you. You got
Jay?
Do it now.
Who's Jay?
Who's Jay?
Rotoscoping.
Rotoscoping is correct.
Way boy, go, somebody's Jay. A fan of film and somebody's not.
Need You Tonight was released by which rock band? Need You
Tonight. Who is Brad?
Who's Brad?
In Excess.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Very oh my good. Gosh.
Holy cow. From which movie the given song is belong to? What? That's what is written here. From which movie the given song is belong to? Danger Zone.
To is Jay.
Jay.
That is Top Gun.
Oh, Speech Impediment Top Gun. Correct.
I thought it was from Mama's Family.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you missed a good story last week that involved Mama's Family, Ken.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
I wouldn't say I missed.
All right.
From which movie is the song The Heat Is On?
Yeah, Jimmy. Who's Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Ah, yes. Oh. Way to go, Jimbo. Very nice. Very nice. Another movie song. Which movie did the song Cruel Summer appear in? Cruel Summer. I didn't know this.
I'll do it again. I don't care. Jimmy.
I'll give you a hint. No, go ahead.
The Lost Boys.
Close. Close. This movie involved Mr. Miyagi.
Oh.
Somebody's got it. Come on. You got it.
Who is Brad?
Brad?
The Karate Kid.
Oh, there you go.
When's the last time anybody's watched that? I want to watch it now.
I've never seen it.
You never seen Karate Kid?
What?
No.
What's going on here,
Jay? You're off the podcast. See ya.
Yep.
Hang up.
It's your homework for next week. It'll be a Karate Kid quiz.
How'd you go in there?
You got the time to watch it.
No excuses.
True, yeah.
All right, here's another.
Man, that's crazy.
Okay. Which movie In the Air Tonight appear in? The song by?
Who's Brad?
Brad?
The Hangover.
That's true, but that wasn't the original song.
That is not what you said.
Have we done this before? I just had some wicked deja vu.
I think we might have had that question before.
I think we've had these all before.
Maybe we
I think
have.
I think you're testing us.
I may have. You guys are miserably failing for us.
Still the Tiger fresh, still King fresh. Quiz.
All right, Risky Business was the original. All right.
Yeah, we've had the,
that
had
does
the
sound
same
familiar.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was freaking out, man.
Can you play this side by side, Jay? I think this is from two weeks
that'd
ago.
That'd be awesome.
Two, 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Hey, it's still fresh. I mean, I don't remember nothing.
All right. We'll go on to something else here. Anyway. Jay, give the scores and we'll move on.
Okay.
We're wrapping up.
All right.
We're ending it live.
Pretty sure I won.
So Brad ended up with a -7.
Nice.
Jimmy ended up with a -2. Not too bad. And Jay ended up with a +7.
What? That's impossible, even for a droid.
All right. Congratulations, Jay. Well, thank you. All right, this is the end of the show. And
good.
Is there anything else anyone wanted to bring up? That pretty much covered everything I got.
Go to the, you want to download a whole bunch of stuff that you, it's ethically questionable. Go to archive.org and you can download the entire Sega CD game collection, 50 gigs.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm on right now. Man.
And are you parsing the data right now?
It's been parsed and articulated and reticulated splines.
It's, right.
It's all good, man.
I've been recoding the entire Sega CD collection.
Ah.
Yeah.
I hope for better graphics.
From scratch.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Man. I just finished all the Atari games.
Man.
Yeah, I know. I'm bored. What can I say?
So do they have all the consoles on there? Like the older ones?
I don't know.
Like Nintendo and
it's
all that?
It's the only one I looked for.
Oh, okay.
It's the only one I needed.
Yeah, I know they've got all the old PC games, DOS and Windows.
What
and
game?
All.
It's freaking awesome.
What was the first game you played on it?
From the classic. From what do you mean? From what I downloaded?
After you downloaded it.
I downloaded it for specifically, I think it was the 5-in-1, the 5-in-1 collection.
You never even opened it yet.
I'm making it up as I go. Shut
Why
up.
Why are you a liar? Why are you a liar?
I've been playing so many of the games I don't remember because I have all the ones I want that I bought back in the day. You know,
this is the most convoluted answer I ever heard. I said, what was the first game you ever played?
Let's just say, I can only remember.
Shit. This is definitely a conversation we've had before.
Oh, maybe Echo the Dolphin? No, it wasn't that. I don't remember. I just did it yesterday.
For reals, I don't remember.
He's crazy, man.
If you would have asked him last night, Brad, I may have known.
Oh my God.
I'm my Achilles heel. Memory.
You found my, what's that called? Achilles heel. All right, Ken, did you have anything else you wanted to mention that
no.
we haven't said? Okay.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Covered it all, I think.
All right. Well, let's wrap up episode 222. And next week we'll be back with a coronavirus update. Okay. Well, next week is the 11th episode. So there's only two more this season.
Right. Oh, no. All right.
Then what are we going to do? We won't know what's going on with coronavirus. Anyway.
We'll just have updates.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Do a 5-minute coronavirus update.
Oh, we'll have a coronavirus press conference, Collector Brain. Everybody calls in with questions.
Hey,
this
yeah.
could be great.
We could do that. Have Jimmy answer them. Yeah.
We could do, so after this, we could just record ourselves, give our coronavirus updates, and Jay could just cut them together.
Oh, yeah. Just email them to me, or put them in Dropbox, and yeah. I'll splice them together.
I could be Anthony Fauci, give you my coronavirus update.
What foods? I think we need to
We're
prepare.
All gonna die. Next Back week. To you.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you later. We're all in this together, guys.
Right. Don't forget that.
Yep.
Play
together
your masks.
Apart.
It's the new
Play
normal.
Your masks.
Okay. We'll see you. This bye.
Rub your face.
This is Dr. Fauci here just saying, wear your mask and your gloves.
Do you have a dream you're dreaming today?
Hello?
Well, thank you.
Do you hear a song that sings inside of you?
What's in my butt?
You gotta have a dream to make a dream come true.
This has been a Metal X Or production.
Learn to reach for the sky, for the top, for the prize. There's no such thing as impossible, no wall too high to climb.
Hey, baby!
Ooh, that's one of my best transitions. Okay.
Goo goo. I'm non-binary. Goo goo.
Beetle.
I switched from British to Mexican in one sentence.
Is this thing on still? Hello? Hello? Hi, hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?